Good morning. It is good to connect with you here at the beginning of November and on this Sunday morning. Today we begin a new sermon series, taking a look at gratefulness and thanksgiving and how that plays a part of our spiritual lives as Christians. November is naturally a month that we think about thankfulness and gratitude, with the month or the holiday of Thanksgiving being there at the end of the month. But as a people of faith, I believe it is important to cultivate a spirit of gratitude and of thankfulness as we go about our lives. It connects us more, I believe, with our God and helps us grow as followers of Christ. So today we're going to take a look at a passage out of the book of James as we take a look at the source of good things in our life and how we can be grateful for those good things. So I invite you to hear these words. We'll be starting in chapter 1 at verse 13 of the book of James and reading to verse 17. So I invite you to hear these words. No one, when tempted, should say, "I am being tempted by God." For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one. But one is tempted by one's own desire, being lured and enticed by it. Then when that desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and that sin, when it is fully grown, gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my beloved. Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think about these words from the book of James, I appreciate James because James is pretty straightforward in its approach and how this letter was written. But when I think about these words here, it reminds me of where we find good things in life. Now, I remember growing up going into the kitchen and at home and in my grandparents' kitchens looking for good things there because I remember thinking of certain places, of those certain places in those kitchens being where the good things were. They were the source of the good things, like Cheez-Its and Oreos and where milk would be found because I loved having a snack of Cheez-Its and milk or Oreos and milk. And in my own home, growing up and in my grandparents' homes, I knew where I could find those things. And those were good things in life. Those were good things that I appreciated when I was younger. But as I have grown older, as I have matured, there are other good things in life. Things that cannot be quantified, things that are not food, things that are not objects. Such as being connected with loved ones, being connected in a church community, being connected with my God and my Savior Christ. Those things I believe are intangible, but there is a source for those good things. And James reminds us that we find those good things from God, that those good things come from our God. For us as Christians, I believe it's important for us to be grateful and thankful for those things, those good things that come from God, those good things that make an impact on our life, the things that draw us closer to God and to each other. It's important to be mindful of those good things and where those good things come from. But I'm also reminded, too, of how we can express that gratitude, how we can express and experience that gratitude. On the first Sunday of the month, it's a tradition for us to celebrate Holy Communion at Wiley and McClave United Methodist Churches. And one of the words that can be used to describe Holy Communion is Eucharist, that we partake in the Eucharist. And that word Eucharist has roots in thankfulness, in gratitude. In fact, I remember when I was in college, I had the opportunity to travel to Greece, and our tour guide sharing with us, some words in Greek so we could use them as we were interacting with folks, and so we would be good visitors as we were there in Greece. And she taught us how to say thank you, which is sos ευχαριστώ, if I recall and am saying it correctly. But I remember her saying that word of Christo coming from Eucharist. And she described Eucharist being an act of thanksgiving, an act of gratefulness for the grace that we receive from God. And that is a moment that I've not forgotten, of how in the Greek language is so tied to the sacrament, how that a word of saying thank you is tied to thankfulness from God, from that grace from God. And as I think more about when we partake in communion, when we share in the bread and in the cup and with each other, I know for myself that is a moment of gratitude for the grace and new life that we receive and experience from God, but also in that connection that we have with each other, that connection that we have that comes from God. I believe it's easy for us as human beings that we forget being grateful, we forget being thankful. And we forget this because we can get so hung up on the tangible things in life. We get so hung up on the things that we can see, the things that we can write down on paper, the things we see that we have in our lives. We get so hung up on those things that are tangible, that are material, that we forget the things that are not tangible, those things that we cannot quantify, but are important to be grateful for. I believe for us as Christians, that spirit of being grateful, that spirit of thanksgiving, and living into being grateful and thankful, I believe is important for us now more than ever. It is so easy right now to be caught up in all the things that we have lost this year. And then by no means am I diminishing the impact or the importance of so many of the things that we've lost during the pandemic, so many opportunities to gather with family and friends, so many passages of life that we have missed out on because of the pandemic. By no means diminishing the loss and the grief that we have experienced from not having those things in life. And especially if there's been a reduction of income or a loss of job, I mean, that is stressful, that is painful, and those are things that do matter. However, I believe we can become so caught up on the loss and the grief in those moments that we forget that our God is with us in our grief and in our loss. And for me, that is something I am grateful for. I cannot quantify, I cannot put that down onto pen and paper, for that spirit of gratefulness comes from that connection with God who is with me when I am struggling, when I am discouraged, when I'm experiencing that grief. James reminds me of how we are connected with our God and the good things that come from our God, such as God's presence, such as God's care for us. I believe that is something I can be thankful for. That is something I can be grateful for. Can I pin it down on a spreadsheet? Can I quantify that? No, not in the way that the world would ask. But I am grateful for that Spirit, for the Holy Spirit, for God being with me. And when we have moments to celebrate that thanksgiving, that gratefulness of God being in our life, that moment of thankfulness, when we can celebrate Holy Communion or other moments in life, I believe those moments matter and are important. The presence of God in our lives is something to be thankful for. So, brothers and sisters, as we go through life, as we go through all that is to come in our lives, all the seasons that lie ahead of us, I believe it is important to remember where those good things come from in life, the things that we cannot exactly quantify, but matter, such as a connection with our God, our connection with Christ, and our connection with each other. Let us be reminded of where those good things come from. They come from our God. They come to us because of God's grace. I believe we are called to be thankful for those things, that we are called to be grateful for those things. And I believe those things matter, and they have an impact on our lives and in our faith. So let us be thankful, brothers and sisters. Let us live with a spirit of gratefulness for God being with us, for God's grace being with us. And may we never forget the source of those good things in life. Amen.